I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for October 10th. Today in 1936, Hank Snow holds his first ever recording session. It takes place upstairs in a vacant church in Montreal, Canada. He records two songs that day, Lonesome Blue Yodel and Prisoned Cowboys, his first two singles. His first royalty check amounts to $1.96. Today in 1949, Decca Records releases Ernest Tubbs' double-sided holiday single with Blue Christmas on side A and White Christmas on side B. Today in 1966, Johnny Cash buys land on Old Hickory Lake in Hendersonville, Tennessee. He builds a house on the expansive lakefront property, which becomes his primary home for the remainder of his life. Today in 1970, Merle Haggard's album The Fightin' Side of Me starts a 7-week run on top of the Billboard Country Albums chart. The title track was a multi-week number one hit also. Today in 1978, George Jones admits that he's addicted to alcohol and begs for mercy from a Nashville court. His attorney also tells the judge that the possum won't pay $36,000 in back child support if he's not allowed to work. Today in 1983, Little Jimmy Dickens gets inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame during the 17th Annual Country Music Association Awards Show. Today in 1996, 4 days after getting married, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill perform as husband and wife for the first time on their Spontaneous Combustion Tour. And today in 2007, the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, produced by T-Bone Burnett, gets certified platinum for the 8th time. We're remembering the birthday today of accordion player Leo Manns, born today in 1911 in San Francisco. Using the stage name Zeke Manners, he becomes an original member of the pioneering country group the Beverly Hillbillies. And happy 72nd birthday to singer-songwriter John Prine, born today in 1946 in Maywood, Illinois. Happy 61st birthday to singer-songwriter Tony Arata. His songs have been recorded by Garth Brooks, Patti Loveless, Trisha Yearwood, Reba McEntire, The Oak Ridge Boys, Randy Travis, and Emmylou Harris. And happy 60th birthday to Tanya Tucker, born today in 1958 in Seminole, Texas. The song Delta Dawn was her first country hit at the age of 13. And that's what happened today in country music history for October 10th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TICMH Podcasts.